Therefore, we have to focus on the higher principle, the sacred principle, the divinity that has brought us together. And to somehow or other adjust and harmonize whatever may come in our lives according to that higher principle. My Gurudev told a story at one marriage ceremony that I found to be extremely instructive, even though I've never been married. But I've seen a lot of people that are married. I'd like to share this with you. He tells a story of Mahatma Gandhi. Now, Mahatma Gandhi was the father pioneer of the modern age of ahimsa, or nonviolence. He was married, and he had a serious quarrel with his wife. They both became extremely emotional, and it came to the point where Mahatma Gandhi shouted at his wife, "Get out of my house. Get out from here." So she cried, and she left the house. This is pretty serious. Mahatma Gandhi, he was the inspiration of Martin Luther King and so many other people for nonviolent change within society. He was against fighting, but he's fighting with his wife. So that's the nature of marriage. If Mahatma Gandhi can't keep peace in his house, don't think you'll be able to do it. He was much more experienced in power than any of us. Yes? So sometime later, he came out of his house and he saw his wife sitting on the curbside. And he said, "What are you doing here? You were supposed to go somewhere else." And she looked up at him and said, "I have nowhere else to go." And then he smiled and said, "All right, just forget it. Let's go inside." And that was the end of it. So my Gurudev explained, this is the solution for most every problem in marriage. These two words, forget it. Because whatever problems you have, based on circumstances, based on your two different egos, because the ego is such a thing. When two egos are living so close to each other, there has to be some times where there is disagreements, conflicts. It's natural. But they're not important. What is important is the sacred principle of why we're together. As partners in life, to help each other to become pure, to help each other to practice yoga, the yoga of life. The higher principle is to help each other to love God, to help each other to be instruments of God's love for the world. If that's why we're married, and to love and protect each other for that purpose, then nothing else is important. Most divorces these days are based on things that really aren't important. But if you don't focus on a higher principle, less important things become very important, at least apparently. If you see the whole picture, then little parts can be adjusted. But if you don't see the whole picture, one little part can create chaos.